Welcome back to Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. We are speaking with Linda Huffman, children's therapy and early education teacher here in Mexico. We talked to you a little bit about college. You said you met your husband, George, there. Tell us a little bit about that. How did you guys meet?
Yes, I did. So we met on a blind date, and we were really just good friends for a while. It wasn't until later in college that, you know, we decided that it was going to be a serious thing. So it was great getting to go through college with him and experience all of those fun things. And he graduated a year before me. So the car business, of course, like I said, Pearl Motor Company, was in his future. And I knew that if I was going to be with him, that was going to be a part of mine too. So it was really a great step for me.
Absolutely. Do you guys immediately make Mexico your home after college?
We did. Yes. He, like I said, he came here a year before me, but right after graduation, I moved to Mexico and I started working at the YMCA, working for the YMCA at their preschool and working as their membership director. So it was a pretty smooth transition for me. I don't remember ever feeling nervous about moving here. And like I said before, the community was so welcoming that it was an easy transition for me to make.
That's outstanding. Talk to us a little bit about your first job. Was it at the Mexico Area Family YMCA right out of college?
It was. It really was. Oh. So that I interviewed with Sherry Medley, who was director of the YMCA at the time, and they were just beginning to think about plans of starting a preschool. So the timing really was perfect. When I spoke with her, I shared with her my ideas about preschool, and it was just a natural fit. So it wasn't necessarily right away working with children who had disabilities or who had been in the hospital, but it was a way to really just learn about child development hands-on and help our children in the community. So we began the YMCA preschool, and I taught there for several years. During that time, I wrote a grant to start the YMCA Early Learning Center as well, and it closed several years ago, but it was a full-day daycare program, and so I was able to be the director of that. So that really, being in those leadership roles and working with families, I think really helped launch me into my career at the Children's Therapy School and really helped me look at all aspects of education. So those two jobs that I began with were very impactful in my career.
Talk to us a little bit about being an advocate for children here in Mexico. I know we have some great programs that are here. Bright Futures comes to mind. There are several other, you know, organizations. But talk to us about maybe how people can get involved and help children out and help, you know, education out here in Mexico, if you would.
Sure. I think volunteering in the community is an amazing way to get involved. The United Way is always looking for volunteers. They are one of the largest benefactors, one of the largest people who donate to communities and causes within the community, I should say. So the Children's Therapy School receives donations from them, and those are all directly from people in our community. So learning about civic organizations, becoming involved in them is a great way to be able to help some of the nonprofits in our area. So we really are blessed by these organizations who see the value and see the need of a program like the Children's Therapy School and are able to help fund us.
Absolutely. You know, we talked a little bit about sports in the beginning, and we like to talk sports. You know, one thing that is really, really important for local sports is local businesses supporting those. Without the local businesses, you know, they don't get their games on the radio station. They may not get things sponsored in the newspaper. I know that George with Pearl Motor Company is a big part of that. Talk to folks a little bit about the importance of supporting local businesses this morning, too.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we see it firsthand. Pearl Motor Company does support so many organizations and youth sports and high school sports, just so many things within the community, as do many, many other businesses. So as I think about how altruistic our community is and our small business owners, it really it's just a wonderful feeling because they're small businesses. It's not always easy for them either to support causes within the community. So I appreciate the fact that business owners see the value in that. And then it's always nice to reciprocate by shopping small and shopping local.
No doubt about it. We haven't really got to talk about your job over at the Children's Therapy and Early Education School yet, but I think let's do that in our next segment. We'll come back with segment number 3 in just moments. Linda Huffman, our guest this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.